With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The internationally celebrated author Günter Grass was drafted into the German army when he was 16. He was badly wounded, was taken prisoner, and spent the rest of World War II as a POW.
When I look back, I think when I was 17, 18 years old, and this, yes, 45, 46, I was really cynical. I was an old man.
The war experiences of Günter Grass shaped him.
I had seen dead people, I had seen burned down cities. All my ideas were corrupted.
Günter Grass had been a member of the Hitler Youth, and when he saw the first films of Auschwitz and Treblinka, he didn't believe it.
My first idea was, and also of my comrades, this are propaganda lies. This is not possible. The Germans have done this.
But Germany admitted the atrocities it committed in the name of Nazism.
It was necessary for me to hear from these people, our leaders, what terrible things we have done in Germany.
Günter Grass' most famous novel, The Tin Drum, is a distorted, exaggerated picture of the war. Today, Günter Grass, now in his late 60s, is a social democrat whose novels reflect his ardent left-wing views. His latest novel is The Call of the Toad, a tale of reconciliation in the waning days of the Cold War and of capitalism gone crazy, published by Harcourt Brace Jovanovich. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. After World War II, in which he was wounded and taken prisoner, Günter Grass studied art, began writing poetry, and worked as a stonemason and jazz drummer. Grass was born in Danzig, Germany in 1927, but after the war, Danzig reverted to Poland and became Gdansk.
I'm born in Danzig. I lost my hometown, like millions of Germans who are born in East Germany, in this part in Schlesia, East Prussia, or in Danzig, or Pomerania. They're lost. It's now Polish.
Günter Grass decided to write about what he had lost.
The first books are only concentrated to the lost city of Danzig, who was destroyed 80% in the end of the war.
Grass' first novel was published in 1959, The Tin Drum, in which the war is seen through the eyes of an amoral dwarf drummer.
I thought first that this will be my only novel I write, and then I go back to poetry and other things.
But he went on to write some 20 books, novels, essays, plays, among them The Flounder, The Rat, and Dog Years. Günter Grass is an accomplished artist who illustrates his books and designs the dust jackets.
I have these two gifts, and there was no reason to take one away.
Günter Grass' most recent novel, The Call of the Toad, is about two middle-aged lovers, one German, one Polish, who establish a cemetery in Poland for the Germans who had been exiled after the war. But the lovers' good intentions become overwhelmed by the forces of capitalism. The Call of the Toad by Günter Grass was published by Harcourt Brace Jovanovich. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Many of the novels of Günter Grass are set in the former German city of Danzig, now Gdansk in Poland. In his most recent book, The Call of the Toad, Grass writes of two lovers who dream of establishing in Gdansk a cemetery for exiles.
They have this, in the beginning, this human idea that the refugees can come back when they are dead, find their last place in their homeland.
The scheme doesn't work the way it was envisioned, as greed takes over and the would-be burial ground becomes home to golf courses and resorts. In the novel's backdrop are the fall of communism and the collapse of the wall. Günter Grass says that at first, the dismantling of the wall seemed like a gift.
It was a short dream, some hours of surprise and happiness. People are coming together who didn't see each other for years and years. But then the economic situation overwhelmed everything.
Günter Grass says new problems are stemming from the collapse of communism.
The beginning was in the late 80s, and it's going on and going on. Now we have this disaster situation in Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia, as for the West.
Sometimes I have the feeling that the Western side is not very happy with the situation to be the winner without the enemy picture. They lost it, and now they are looking for a new enemy.
German novelist Günter Grass, Harcourt Brace Jovanovich, published his most recent novel, The Call of the Toad. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the late 1980s, German writer Günter Grass went to Calcutta for an extended stay in order to better understand and to write about the tragic poverty and squalor. But somehow, Grass could not come to grips with what he saw.
I lost all my words in the beginning. I couldn't write about it. and I started to make drawings. And with the help of my drawings, it was possible to start again to write about it.
Günter Grass used his drawings to get closer to the reality of such poverty.
People who are living for generations in slums, they don't know about hope or despair. They live from day to day.
The result of Grass' sojourn in Calcutta was his surreal, lavishly illustrated 1989 book, Show Your Tongue. Grass indicates that for the poverty-stricken, freedom is merely a word.
People are not able to use the freedom they have because the economic situation for them is like in South Africa or in large parts of India, whose democracy is not possible for them to use this kind of freedom we have on paper.
Günter Grass is a social democrat who wants to see a system that gives capitalism a human touch, such as that in the Scandinavian nations.
The civil rights, the democratic rights, for everybody, but also the security of a social system for the old people, for the unemployed people.
Günter Grass, whose latest novel is The Call of the Toad, published by Harcourt Brace Jovanovich. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. German writer Günter Grass says there are many reasons for the collapse of communism and the end of the Cold War.
It is too easy to say that they have lost and we are the winners in the West. Also, the Western side is blessed. Also, the economic system, as we see now, is blessed by this long Cold War.
Günter Grass views as particularly cynical the campaign boast of George Bush, who tried to take credit for the fall of communism. Grass says the effort to dismantle the government by the Reagan and Bush administrations has given the U.S. the trappings of a third world nation.
This is one of the reasons that you have the problems of an undeveloped country in a very rich country inside.
The many books of Günter Grass, including The Tin Drum and The Flounder, have been translated into 18 languages. When he finishes a book, he invites his translators to his home.
The translators ask me terrible questions, side by side, the whole book. And I have to answer, and what's not clear. And this is the best help I can give to the translators. That's not only a dialogue between me and the, in this case, 9 translators, it's also a dialogue between the translators.
Grass says it's not just the words that need translation.
There are so many things in German language you cannot translate directly. You have to take the spirit of the book.
Harcourt Brace Jovanovich published the most recent novel by Günter Grass, The Call of the Toad, a funny satirical tale of good intentions gone awry in Europe. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.